In this part of the Kingdom Ways to Prosper in Financial Famine, we're going to be covering I am not subject to the times or the economy of the world system. In this time of financial famine all over the world, I want to establish in your mind that you are in this world, but not of this godless world system, and that you are not a part of the financial famine that is in this world. In Bible times, Israel was in bondage to the godless system of Egypt, but the Israeli had a redemptive wall that separated them from all of the curses that came on Egypt. Even so now, you have a redemptive wall by the blood of Jesus that separates you from what is going on in this godless world system and the financial famine it is experiencing. I will establish the truth of this redemptive wall separating you from this godless world system with the truth of the Word of God. You must be established in this truth of protection by the redemptive wall, and that you are in Christ, and that you are not of this world, this world system, but of heaven, which is your homeland. You must realize that you are actually a citizen of heaven now, and now live out of the resources and the economy of heaven. The Lord will hide you in His pavilion in times of trouble, even financial famine in the world today. Let's read about that in Psalms 27 and verse 1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Of whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war shall rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in His temple. For in the time of trouble He shall hide me in His pavilion. In the secret place of His tabernacle shall He hide me. He shall set me upon a rock. And now shall my head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in His tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Psalms 32, verse 6. For this shall every one that is godly pray unto thee in a time when thou mayest be found. Surely in the floods of great waters they shall not come nigh unto him. Thou art my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance. Selah. Psalms 31:14. But I trusted in thee, O Lord. I said, Thou art my God. My times are in thy hand. Deliver me from the hand of mine enemies, and from them that persecute me. John 17 is another scripture that will assure you that you are separated from the world's failing system. John 17, verse 13. And now come I to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them thy word, and the world hath hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word, that they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me." Jesus never had any prayers not answered. Surely this prayer Jesus prayed for you is going to be answered, that you would be sanctified, separated from the world through the truth of the Word. Jesus prayed the Father would keep you from the evil that is in the world, and so the Father will keep you from this godless world system's financial famine. The Word of Truth is what is going to separate you and deliver you from this present evil world. And this is why I share this teaching of kingdom ways to prosper in financial famine. The Lord promises you He will indeed deliver you from this evil world. Here are scriptures you might meditate in order to keep fear out of your mind and household. Matthew 6:13. "And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil." Galatians 1:4. "Who gave Himself up for our sins, that He might deliver us from this present evil world, according to the will of God and our Father." John 16:33. "I have told you these things, so that in me you may have perfect peace and confidence. In the world you have tribulation and trials and distress and frustration, but be of good cheer, take courage, be confident, certain, undaunted. For I have overcome the world. I have deprived it of power to harm you, and have conquered it for you." 1 John 5:18. "We know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not, but he that is begotten of God keepeth himself, and that wicked one toucheth him not." 1 Corinthians 10:13. "There hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that you may be able to bear it. For the law of the Spirit of life, which is in Christ Jesus, the law of our new nature, has freed us from the law of sin and of death." Establish your soul in the Word of Truth today, that the wicked one in the world cannot touch you, nor his world system. You are in Christ and not of this world, and Christ's redemptive wall separates you from this godless world's financial famine. Exodus 8:20. "And the Lord said unto Moses, Rise up early in the morning, and stand before Pharaoh. Lo, he cometh forth to the water, and say unto him, Thus saith the Lord, Let my people go, that they may serve me. Else, if thou wilt not let my people go, behold, I will send swarms of flies upon thee, and upon thy servants, and upon thy people, and into thine houses, and the houses of the Egyptians shall be full of swarms of flies, and also the ground whereon they are. And I will sever in that day the land of Goshen, in which my people dwell, that no swarms of flies shall be there, to the end thou mayest know that I am the Lord in the midst of the earth. And I will put a division between my people and thy people. Tomorrow shall this sign be." Galatians 3:9. "They which be of faith are blessed." Now that we have established by the Word of Truth that the evil one and his world system touches you not, let's make some confessions of faith that will establish them further in your mind, so that the reasoning of this world does not concern you even a little. Confessions: Wall of redemption separates me from the wicked one and his godless world system. I am in this world, but not of this world. I am not subject to or under the dominion or rule or control or influence of the times, nor subject to the way the economy of the world system is going. I am not subject to the highs and lows of the economy of this world, for I am always gaining profitably with my investments, because my investments are in the kingdom of God, and I am a harvester and a reaper in the kingdom of God, and so my times are in God's hands. I operate out of an entirely different kingdom and realm. The kingdom of God and the realm of heaven. And I am governed by heaven's economy. No matter the highs and lows of the world's economy. It is prosperity time in my household. I am blessed beyond measure. The blessing of the Lord is upon my household, so I am not subject to the times or the highs and lows of a world economy. The times are subject to me under this blessing of the Lord. The times are subject to the authority of the Word of God. The blood of Jesus and the name of Jesus as I declare them. With the operation of the blessing of the Lord, the economy is under my dominion, and I am blessed coming in and going out, blessed in the city and blessed in the field. The mountain of debt is eroded and cast into the sea. I am separated from the world's failing system. I am in the world, but not of the world. And I am not subject to the world system. Because of the blood of Jesus, I am protected from the evil in the world. God is keeping me from all evil. I am then at the right place at the right time with the right people and doing the right things. I stand in faith on the Word of God, and I am sanctified, separated from the world and from the effects of the failing world system through the truth of the Word of God. When the world system is falling apart around me because of the curse that is out there, I will stand strong and will not fail. And I won't lose my home or any other possessions. Living under the blessing of the Lord and outside of the curse, I am a testimony to others. and I get them out from under that curse. It is the wall of redemption that separates me from the curse in the world. Jesus prayed the Father would keep me from the evil. And so I am separated from financial disaster that may be in my nation. The wicked one does not touch my finances, and my investments, because I am a tither and I sow seed, and that separates me from him. Tithing is my insurance policy for the rest of my 90% income. The 10% is a policy that insures me that I am not robbed, I am not stolen from. My investments will not fail me because I stand on the Word of God that promises me He will increase me more and more both me and my children, even in my mistakes. God is merciful and good to me. The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, the law of my new being, has separated me from the results of the times, and so I am not subject to the times. The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus produces the favor of the Lord, the prosperity of the blessing, and the hundredfold and the thousand times more, and beyond what I could dare ask or think. Therefore, I am thriving and prospering in tough financial times. I thrive in tough times. I prosper and sow and tithe my way through financial tough times. I flourish in spite of whatever is going on around me. I remain untouched, and I am unaffected by anything going on around me. I meditate the Word of God day and night and believe the Word of God with all of my heart. And I keep my heart diligently from all the negativity that is spoken and observed in the world. And this results in making me prosperous. I deal wisely and have good success. Jesus' prayer was that I would be separated from the world. And so I have a wall of redemption that separates me from what is going on in the world system. The wall of redemption separates me from the financial crisis that is going on in the world to where I am operating in the Kingdom of God system, where the blessing is working, and I am not subject to the curse working in the world system. Jesus has redeemed me, purchased my freedom from the curse of poverty, lack, and debt. So that I now experience the blessing of Abraham and become very wealthy. I am redeemed from the curse. I am separated from the curse. I am blessed, and I am subject to the rule and the reign and the system of the Lord Jesus Christ, the system of the Kingdom of God. Father, I believe I receive the blessing of the Lord to come on me now in Jesus' mighty name. With the blessing working on my behalf, I receive interest and income, rebates and returns, checks in the mail, gifts and surprises, lost money found, bills paid off. All debt is eliminated, and I have plenty more to put up in store. Now continue daily to establish in your heart this truth of your complete separation from financial famine in your house, and instead experiencing the blessing of the Lord that makes you thrive in financial famine, no matter where you live.